It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. An estimated 5,000 American children lost a parent to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq since 2001. Sierra Becker is one of them.
There was a Gold Star medal in the military, and Daddy was awarded that Gold Star medal after he passed away. A Gold Star child would be a kid who had lost their loved one that was in the military. Like, I lost my dad. I'm a Gold Star child.
Sierra is one of the many people featured in the documentary Gold Star Children, Two Generations Sharing Loss and Healing, premiering this evening on the Pentagon Channel. Joining us now to talk about the film is its producer, director, and writer, Mitty Griffiths-Mirror. Mitty Griffiths-Mirror, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
As a Gold Star child yourself, how emotionally difficult was it to make this documentary?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I went about this thinking that it was really about helping today's children, and that's exactly what it is about. It's about paying it forward and empowering today's Gold Star children to be in a better place to help tomorrow's Gold Star children. But along the way, what I realized, and so through so many people I interviewed, like myself, who were adult children of the Vietnam War, we shared such a common sameness. And what that was, if you can imagine, there's an estimated 20,000 American children who lost a parent to Vietnam. And there were no support groups in place, obviously no internet, and the climate of the country was different. So as a child, what you perceived was different than what an adult perceived on the news and what was going on. We got the message loud and clear: don't talk about the death of your father who was killed in the Vietnam War. Someone might say something hurtful, or you might upset your mom. And you know, there just wasn't the support other than the family. And you had that secondary loss. You move off the military base. So after 9/11, and as Iraq and Afghanistan, which we all know has surpassed the length of the Vietnam War, you realize that there are so many more children every single day who need help. And if there's anything that we can do to share our experience, to pay it forward, to make it a little smoother for the next generation, then that's what I'm hoping to do, is empower these kids. We've seen that with the Vietnam veterans, reaching out and helping the veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's so important. And for today's generation, thank goodness, we're all moving collectively in the right direction. We get it. Support the troops, support the families and the children left behind. Because when an active duty serviceman or woman dies on the battlefield or otherwise, that child is every American's responsibility, whether it's just understanding what the term Gold Star Child means, or watching a documentary film, Gold Star Children, to just understand the journey after the knock on the door for the 5,000-plus children today.
And you mentioned that the difference between Vietnam and Afghanistan during the Vietnam era, when the soldiers returned, they weren't necessarily treated as heroes. What was it like for you growing up and coping with the loss of your father?
Well, my scenario is a little different in that my father was killed hours after I was born. So I never knew him. I would search for pictures. And by all accounts, he was a great guy. He Marine, graduated from the Naval Academy, class of 64. You know, I would later grow to understand this. My sister was 4 when this happened. But really, what I'm saying is not that unusual. As I interviewed people, I realized, oh my gosh, so many children across the country were doing the same thing. The message was just kind of tiptoe around. Even if, you know, you just pick these things up, no one actually said, this is a difficult war to talk about, although war is difficult, period. No one said that. You just picked that up. So I would be 27, and it's a long story, but my whole family ended up in Vietnam, my mother, sister, and myself, and interviewed widows on the American side and in Vietnam. And just the journey was about the healing. And that documentary also aired nationally. But that was kind of the first time that my family really dealt with it. With the help of the Marines who fought with my dad, we were able to piece together a map of the death site. So as a Gold Star child, I was 27 before I started really talking about it. And that's why today, Gold Star children who are, you know, 6, 7, and young teens, to be able to sit in a circle together and share their story with the, you know, safe adult, whether that's a military volunteer, you know, a civilian, other Gold Star children like myself, through great organizations like TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. They do, it's a nonprofit, and they have military families, surviving families, come together to create community and peer mentor support. So it was at those types of events that I ended up interviewing over 100 widows, widowers, and children of two generations of war.
And tell us about the TAPS program.
It's, in my opinion, it's a game changer. There are so many fabulous programs. I mean, I could sit here and name off dozens. But that was the one. It was founded by Bonnie Carroll, a military widow. It was just the one that came about in the 90s, was in place in time for everything that's happening, and it encompassed the whole family. So it also had something called a good grief camp. So they started to encourage the widows and the widowers to go and find support for themselves, but also come bring your children, and there was a place to find support. And what that did was it opened the door for Gold Star children from other generations to come forward and reach out and help today's Gold Star children. I can't impress enough how important it is for our Gold Star children today to be able to share their stories in real time, because what we're doing by doing that is empowering these kids, because they need the tools to help the next generation of Gold Star children. And unfortunately, there will be another generation.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. We're talking with Mitty Griffiths-Mirror, producer, director, and writer of the documentary Gold Star Children, Two Generations Sharing Loss and Healing. Mitty, were you surprised by how so many of the children in the documentary were able to articulate their loss so openly?
I was. I mean, to even be able to talk to you about this, and to find my voice to talk to you about this, is quite something. I've come a long way. But so have so many other people who were, you know, about my age and my shoes. And we would go and mentor these children and then later talk about it and just, you know, be in awe, you know, how difficult it was, you know, privately to talk about it. And yet these children, as children do, they accept, and you give them a loving and caring environment that this Good Grief Camp offers, just one of many, right? There's so many organizations now, thankfully. But it allows these children to sit next to each other and say things like, my father's Humvee exploded in Iraq. And they can tell you all these details. But you know what? It goes beyond that. It goes beyond honoring that mother. And, it, you know, it ends up honoring that mother and father by simply talking about it. But what I would say about Gold Star Children, the documentary, is it's not this just so sad, depressing film that how could I ever watch it? No, it's actually very hopeful. The little girl who is 9 years old in the film, she's absolutely captivating, and her father was killed in Iraq in 2007. And, you know, in 1 hour, you're able to see her kind of progression from that knock on the door to the strong and articulate 14-year-old she is today. Whereas the Vietnam era, right, oftentimes it was a telegram delivered by a taxi cab. And Jennifer Denard is also a woman in the film who's in her early 40s, and she mentors Sierra. And she's able to share, you know, you really see the contrast of the two generations of war, where our country was and is today, and we've come so far. And I hope that Gold Star Children is just one pebble in the ocean, so to speak, to give these kids a voice. We should all know what a Gold Star child is. First Lady Michelle Obama, you know, that was one of the things she said. You know, we don't all know what it means to be in a military family, but in a sense, we all should know. We could all learn about it. And I see that happening, and that's what's so great.
And is that your hope for people who watch this documentary, that they will take away this understanding you're talking about?
Absolutely. I think that that's imperative, to really support these kids and to really understand. Because we have to remember, when these children yes, there are certain risks involved when a family joins the military, right? And the children, you know, wonder, will mom or dad come back? You know, whether that's wartime or military accident. But then there's all the secondary loss. They move off the military base more often than not. They change schools. Their whole community shifts. And these kids need to find that community. And there's so much research that someone could speak better than I, but, you know, how important it is to reach these children and young people in real time, because they are grieving the loss of a parent, but they're also grieving all the secondary loss and the death, whether, you know, if as long as it's active duty, that death is public, and so it's everyone's concern. And we see this today, which is so important, is just embracing these children, embracing these families, because, yes, their parent paid the ultimate sacrifice, but in a sense, the Gold Star children keep paying, you know, with each milestone, that high school graduation, making it to college, perhaps getting married, all those things where the parent, you know, won't be there through life. And this happens for many families for many different reasons, but for the military, it's that secondary loss as well that it's just so vital for these young Gold Star children to find community.
The documentary Gold Star Children, Two Generations, Sharing Loss and Healing, premieres this evening on the Pentagon Channel. Our guest has been the film's writer, producer, and director, Mitty Griffiths-Mirror. Mitty Griffiths-Mirror, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. And I'd also like to say the film is available for download at goldstarchildren.org, and it's a nonprofit.
goldstarchildren.org. And we'll have a link to that information on our website at WESA.FM. Thanks again.
Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up on 90.5 WESA.